Yo, what's up, Space Rangers? Welcome back to Blurred and Beyond. This is season 8 finale. I'm here with the boys.
What's going on?
What's up?
Yo. Good, what's good? We done made it through another season.
Season 8. It's crazy, bro.
Season 8 is wild, bro. It don't feel like we've done that many seasons.
That's what I'm saying.
10 on 10.
Bro.
64 divided by 8.
That's you to the hot topics. If we got any,
yeah. So I got one that, like, you know, I ain't gonna hold you down. Remember that really is important to the Invincible fans out there. Apparently, they're working on for season 4. Spawn is probably going to be introduced.
That's dope.
If you've seen season 3 finale. Speaking of finales, you've seen the season 3 finale, you would know how they going to probably tie that in there somehow.
So no spoilers. It's supposed to be like a Invincible version of Spawn, or is it going to be like?
No, they all, what is it? So Spawn, in the comics, he showed up and he teamed up with Invincible.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I heard about that too.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's like Spider-Man, but they changed him. You know, for reasons.
Oh, I remember seeing Spider-Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Disney was about to have a whole hand up in there.
Yeah,
that part.
But yeah. Gonna whisper in their ear, so you thought you could get that.
But yeah, if you've seen the season 3 finale, you could tell who they're gonna use to like bring them in. I don't want to spoil anything, but it's towards the end that you've seen, because where it's just a little hint where Spawn is from, then you can tie it all in together like that.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out. I was like, what are they doing? I was lost. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, I don't want to spoil it. I mean, people probably seen it by now, but I don't want to spoil it. They probably watch it too, so I don't
want to
spoil
it. Should I spoil it if you want me to? I'll be the bad guy.
Please,
I ain't seen it. He's planning to watch it. That's dirty. Can't do that. But yeah,
nobody worry about the green freak.
I'm looking forward to it. That's
gonna ain't nobody worry about white army.
They need them.
I got a black background.
They need them.
It's a facade.
Why y'all groups always baby. Beefing, bro? Groups
got the wings beefing. On them.
Because he don't like black women. That's why.
Oh Lord!
Don't do that. I love black women. I love black women. Thank you, Prince. I appreciate it because he's about to start something.
He's not gonna wear a blonde wig.
Jesus, oh, no.
No, I don't even like wigs. I like natural hair.
Oh.
So y'all
better slow your roll.
Anyway,
slow your roll.
Anyways, yeah.
I didn't say they couldn't. I just said that ain't my thing.
Slow your roll.
I ain't gonna ever tell her to take off her wig. Anyway,
nice episode.
Nice episode. Right. I ain't.
Is what would you choose? And what would you choose?
Pussy.
This is what we're choosing. I'm about to share my screen, and I'm about to show you
what
you
choose. What year would you choose?
Why would it look like that?
What? I'm about to say all scrunched up together like that.
It's still sexy to me.
Why look orange though? I don't look orange over here.
I
don't see orange. It look good. Uh-oh.
I mean, other than Coach Carter, but I think that one's naturally orange like that.
Yeah, I think that's just how that's made.
Yeah, all right.
And this nigga done made this shit hard as hell.
Pause. We're going to be choosing from 2000.
No
pause.
Pause.
We're going to be choosing for 2000 movies, you know. And what year 2000 movies would you choose to watch? And you'll be choosing to watch those movies for a year. But it has another twist to it. And after we make our selections, I'll tell you the twist.
This is like that show Baggage with Jerry Springer, where you didn't know who you was choosing, but you had to go off of what they was.
Hey, so look, you
gotta, that was something like sounds some fucking Baggage with it.
Can we choose the same group, or once somebody chooses, I gotta choose something different.
Let me see.
You have to choose something different. So who wants to?
That's gonna make it even tougher.
Oh, that makes it tough then.
All right, let me look. Hey.
I mean, we can go in order.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
mean,
I'm thinking
right now.
All right, so off gate. I would like to choose, 2002.
Okay.
Why?
Okay, the lineup. The lineup.
I mean, why else? I love drumming like the lineup.
I love drumline. Barbershop.
Oh, I see why.
All about the Benjamins. Yeah, Brown Sugar. Friday After Next. Like Mike.
Yeah, I see why.
And Paid in Full. Oh, yeah, I'm in there.
Yeah, I see why.
I guess like a variety. There's some love in there. I got variety, though.
Yeah, I can see why. I can see why 2002 would be the perfect choice. Almost perfect choice.
Yeah, like.
You know what? That's a crime. Yeah. They don't have Rush Hour. That's a crime.
Agreed. Like, I don't even see Rush Hour in this.
Go ahead and kick him out. Go ahead and kick him out. Go ahead and remove him. Prince, what is under Pirates of the Caribbean under
2006? Cat Williams, Pimp Chronicles Part 1, and Glory Road.
Okay.
And you got 2007. See, what's that?
It's up before tomorrow right now. I think I got three that I would choose.
Okay, hold on. God dang, I'm trying to...
Notorious, Precious.
I think I know, but still not 100%.
Number five.
I didn't say it was Black White Army.
I come on with new stuff.
I gotta tell the people the truth.
I'm saying out of the young.
You know, the gaming group got a White Ranger, so
we all know what four really stand for. We all know what four really stand for.
What it stand for?
KKK.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, what you choosing then?
Christian Ku Klux Klan.
Your boy Ku.
I'm number three, W.
This dude.
You right.
I probably picked 2000.
I'm just kidding, Chad. I love you.
Because, I've never really seen the original King of Charms. Right. So that'd be a first for me. But I do like all the other ones. Like, I could watch those all the time. So.
Wait, which one?
He chose 2000 movies.
Next Friday, Loving Basketball.
That was the one you was going to go with, Christian?
I thought about it.
Big Mama's House, Black Knight. What's that? Harry Potter.
It's like... there's one movie and the other ones that I'm just
most of those are out. I could watch over and over.
2000, okay, crazy.
2000 is crazy. 2000 was stacked. That's why I was thinking about going for it.
Dang, that's crazy. All them movies, especially that he got the Harry Potter at the end.
You know what? I'm gonna go with 2006.
Okay,
2006.
I like 2006.
Akilah and the Bee.
I'm going 2004.
I'm going 2003. See, I looked at it too. I was like, dang, I don't know, but that's a good pick. That's a nice pick. I ain't gonna lie to you. No glaze.
I was leaning on 2003.
I was looking up there too. I was like, Bad Boys 2. That's a hard captain. You know,
can't really pass up on that one.
You got Underworld, you got National Security, Honey, and what's Malibu that?
Is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
this is funny for no reason.
I can do 2003.
Y'all ready for the quiz?
Oh, hell.
We're going to go again. Because the ones we chose are off the board, too, by the way.
Right. But, okay.
So for the quiz. It's not nothing bad. First twist is not nothing bad. The second twist, it ain't nothing bad neither. But the first twist, basically.
Wow, that's crazy.
You'll like it because the movies you chose, like the year 2000, There's a lot of other movies in 2000, whatever year that you chose. So you'll be able to watch those too, but that year, only that year. But you'll never watch them again.
Oh, no.
But you never watch them again once year is up.
You can't even watch BET.
I got a lot of good other movies. I think I did all right.
This is a hypothetical.
That's what I'm saying though. I'm just saying, like, if it's only just for the whole year, then I'm cool with that. I'm not even gonna nod that. Like, I'm cool with that.
Y'all ready to make
the movies I can watch?
All right.
The second we go on in reverse.
So you said. You gotta watch only these movies for a year, and after that, you can never watch them again.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Because this next one, we're going. Because those ones we chose are Arthur Ward now.
So
my movies are safe.
So 2000 is gone.
Yeah, 2000 out. 2003, four. You said six, right?
Yeah.
Six is gone.
Okay, and then what was yours?
I had 2002.
2002. So that means 2001, 2005.
So I gotta live without Training Day and Baby Boy.
So who chose? Wait, who chose 2001? I thought.
No, I'm saying like, the remaining is 2001, 5, 7, 8, and 9.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying the rest of the movies left, we can't watch ever again.
Jesus Christ. Yep. Now, I'm curious what the second one's going to be like.
So we're starting now.
Training Day, man.
It's starting now.
Well, we're going backwards. So this time it's your turn, Green. Bye.
The Green Freak.
You ready for the twist? You want to know the twist first?
Yeah. No laugh.
I don't like that laugh.
What's going on?
Like a villain.
What's going on?
Sneaky. What's the twist?
What's the twist here?
We can't offer that up and not give it up, no Diddy.
That part.
I think I was supposed to do the other twist first.
Trying to bust it wide open.
I think I was supposed to do this twist first and then the other one.
I said no Diddy.
It's all right. Oh. It's all right.
I'm going to start saying no Green.
Trying to bust it off.
So basically.
No money? You broke.
Lord.
Yeah, we know he broke.
So you know what?
Basically.
No, I'm about to get off.
Great.
Oh, so with this twist, you have a choice.
Okay.
Whatever you choose, you can watch those certain movies. For that first or that half of the year, and then you can choose whatever you choose. It's gonna be for the second half. So basically, say like if that's why it should have this one should have been first. I thought about it wrong. Whatever. Say if he chose 2000, so 2005, he'd be watching that for the rest of the other year. Or say if he chose 2005, he can watch 2001 for the other half of the year.
Yo, so I got 2001.
So basically like that if you chose it. So yeah.
Okay.
You can use it's either gonna be up and down or diagonal.
Okay.
Across.
So I got 2003, so that means I would get 2008.
Or so that 2009. Means I would have 2009 then.
Yep. Or 2000, or if you want to go across from 2007, really, or 2009, like you said.
Okay.
But, like I said, I should have used this one first, but
okay.
I didn't say the one was missing. Just
okay.
I probably would go with maybe 2008.
2008?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
You locking that in? You got to lock that in.
What are you going to have for the other half?
Hold on.
That's for the first half. It's for the first half now.
Wait, what?
Probably 2007.
Like half of 2007? You talking about? Like is that what I'm getting at from this?
Are you choosing 2007?
No, I'm gonna go 2008.
Okay.
And then you said the second half.
Mm-hmm. Is it cross from like diagonal, like so it'd be either 2004 or 2002. Oh. Or you can do a straight across.
Oh, so that's okay. That's how this works.
So above it.
Okay.
I think I'm kind of confused now.
Well, yeah, because 2002 and 2004 are gone.
I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. Kind of forget what I said about.
Oh, okay, I got you. Well, I would go 2002.
That's what I said. This one should have been the first twist.
Yeah. So I would do 2008 and 2002.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Those two are gone now. They can't choose.
2007 with.
Just forget I messed it up. This should have been the first twist.
Yeah. It's all right though. 2007 with 2000. That'll be mine.
Wait, what?
2007 to 2000.
That one's all the way over there though.
So are you seeing so I know you didn't really give a specific like how far could we go though. So
no,
basically
I said either right above it or like diagonal. That's way back.
Okay.
So let's you got see. Either
2000 and
you got either 2003 or 2001. Because he took 2000. You took 2002, right?
He did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he took 2002. He took 2008 or 2002.
Yeah.
I'll go with I'll go with 2007 with 2003 actually.
Yeah. All right.
I'm gonna do 2006 and 2001.
All right. See how interested it didn't get because you're like, dang. Because what if I wanted 2000 and that one? And you know, like, oh, dang, they messed me up.
Yeah, that part. 2009
and
2004.
All right. So I got. I got 2000. Oh, no, he said, no, yeah, I got 2000 and 2005 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got 2000,
2005.
Yep.
Hey, I ain't mad at that because I mess with Coach Carter. They got robots up there, roll mounts.
Robots is the animated joint, right?
Yeah. That's
good. I'm cooking. You said robots is trash.
Yeah.
Hustle and Flow in there though. That's a good pick.
Hustle and Flow is good. I'll just bet the robots is good.
I bet they hold up, man. That's a robot. Like
right that. He said that's a violation.
That's a violation.
Four behind there. Yeah.
Yeah, are we there yet?
Is yeah, look.
Beauty Shot was good too.
Beauty Shower 2 came in 2002. So Josh, he got it ain't on the list, but it came out that year. Remember I said earlier? The movies that came out that year. It's still
cooking. Oh yeah, we set then.
And there's a lot of good movies that come out in 2007. There's too many to choose from. I ain't gonna hold you. That's why I said
especially
I
made that Disney rule. Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do mean this. Fantastic Four was not that good. The Rise of the Silver Surfer was not that good.
Hey, look,
it wasn't, but it was better than the first one.
I threw some.
You're not about to talk about Prime. I threw some like
Marvel type stuff in there.
She was in that.
She was looking like Mama.
Silver Surfer was cool.
Revenge of the Sith, I think it came out in 2006.
Okay.
I wanted to put it. I think it's 2005. I wanted to put that up here too, but you know, I had to put some fandoms up there.
That training day, boy. That's crazy.
Yeah. And Brothers. That's the one with Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yeah, 2005.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in 2005. No. Four Brothers is the one.
That's Four Brothers. Dang.
Oh, Jesus.
I like that movie.
Dang, I like that movie too.
Brothers is one with Jamar Warren and bro, and Bill Bellamy.
Oh, okay. Okay. I feel
Four Brothers came out in 2005, because you know what I'm saying? Look, I got the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's make it interesting.
We're battling it out.
We're making it interesting now. Now it's about to get more creative. So,
about to go even further beyond.
This time you only can choose one, but if you can name which one ever you choose, say the movie that's not up there, but it came out that year, and you can actually name it, you can replace it from whatever list that you have if it came out that year. If you can't name the movie and we know it didn't come out that year, You can't do that.
Interesting.
So, and we're going in the middle. Christian going first.
What the freak?
Wow. Okay.
Can I go last?
Look, we just named some now. We just named some. So, the safest bet is the ones at the bottom, boy.
So, I can choose anyone?
Yeah, choose anyone.
So, I'm going to go 2005. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Take off robots and add Four Brothers.
All right, that's it. There's a lot of movies coming out 2005 now.
Yeah, but I like those. I like all these.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know off the top of my head. Can I look it up?
I'll allow it.
All right.
You got 5 seconds.
I can't even talk.
Damn. You made a tall text.
I'm trying to take this. Now you got a minute, though. You got a minute.
Okay. Let's see.
You give you time to type it in. Year 2005, what movies came out?
I'm going to trade out beauty shop for Batman Begins.
All right.
I told you he don't like black women.
Angie Stone is in that movie too now. Hey.
I still have Are We There Yet? And that mama was bad.
She won't believe.
Like, dang, bro. Like, I just can't like Batman Begins. Like, golly.
You gotta have some fandom in there now. Fandom in there. DC fandom in there. I don't got no DC movies on the list.
The rest of them, I'm good. I'm a Batman fan, bro. Like, I'm a Batman.
He took
fan,
the only dude. Movie with a black lead and predominantly black women out of the line.
Did you say a black lead? Did you? With crazy. The only movie black, with a black lead?
Black female lead.
That's Flo is up there. Like,
black what, female what lead.
Crazy, dog.
Black what? Female lead. All these movies got black men.
Why you want me to look bad? Like,
roll down.
You did it to yourself.
You trying to sell a...
Yeah, it's Megan Good and Jurnee Smollett. Yeah.
They not Thank believe. You. They not
That's believe. Variety
you
right there.
You trying to sell...
They still Think fine. About.
A narrative, dog.
They still fine. That's crazy. Black and green.
They definitely fine.
They are definitely
supporting.
Fine.
Yeah, because I posted, I got so many videos of Jurnee Smollett. I'm telling. Anyway,
oh,
Lord,
wait,
hold up. We ain't just gonna skip over that. What you mean? What you mean?
Honoring her. And her
there is. Great
there it is. We had to clear that up because the fans ain't gonna know what you're talking right. about.
She is a great debater.
Anyway, yeah, you see what I'm saying? I got some other movies up there.
Are you a master, Josh?
That's crazy.
I will definitely
let's see who we're gonna
talk about Anglo-Saxons. I will Anglo-Slax. You know what?
Here we go. let's see who's next. We think we're going down the middle and we'll mill and bouncing around. All right. Well, what number is he again? Jesus. All right. All right, Josh, here we go.
Oh, okay. So I would keep 2003.
All right.
I just would take out.
Probably Honey.
Nah, I'm gonna keep Honey.
Okay.
You know Josh like Honey.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to keep Honey. Let's see. Let me look it up because I don't want to forget nothing. Okay.
Man, I was starting now.
I know what I would take out.
I think I'm gonna take out. Oh no, nah, I gotta keep that.
I'm
gonna take out Malibu's Most Wanted.
Right?
Okay. Take that out. Even though it was a classic, and I might replace it with Heads of State.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
Oh wait. Wait, sorry, Chris Rock. I'm gonna have to replace it with Holes.
Cook,
of course you would. That's only fitting.
I mean, you know,
you gotta cook.
Might
you
as well be
cook.
Consistent.
Gotta cook, man.
Sorry,
gotta
Chris
cook.
Rock, but I'm gonna I would take Malibu out for Holes.
Digging up those holes, digging.
You got to go. One of them niggas was cooking.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fuquan, let's get you. Your turn.
You said we got a minute to look it up.
Yeah, man.
It shouldn't take you too long.
All you gotta do is type in the year and then movies. It'll come up with a whole bunch of movies.
Okay. Whatever that year.
I probably picked.
Well, why he looking? Prince, how you gonna get rid of Deliver Us from Evil, man?
I'm gonna look up
real quick.
That Gabrielle Union has, I have before sometimes.
Oh, like, she wasn't annoying.
I'm like, dang, bro.
She was annoying, but my God, was she fine.
Yeah, she was fine on that. I love it, Brandon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Secret Life of Bees, I'm replacing it with The Dark Knight.
Okay. Movie. Yeah, get that slave Ooh. Movie out of here.
I had to make sure. I was like, I know the Dark Knight is around that time. I don't know.
Batman is taking over.
Sure, you got to have the fandom. Hey, man, I was trying to make this list fast. I made it in like
y'all noticed the trend, though. All three of y'all
Stop.
Y'all on Christian's angle right now. I don't know what's up. Michael Say.
Hey, I said toes. What's up?
Wait, what? Man,
what did you say? I don't know what the hell was going on.
If it got black women in it. Save us, Michael.
Welcome home, Roscoe.
It's your turn, Michael.
Get out of here.
I don't know. I'm about to say, God, 2004 seems to be a little bit too perfect. I probably wouldn't change nothing in 2004, I don't think. I probably wouldn't, though. I wouldn't probably change anything about it. Which ones have already been taken already, out of curiosity?
Eight. I see
2003.
I guess I'll pick 2002.
All right.
See, movies in 2002. I'm about to say, I gotta remember. I'm about to say, because I don't remember on top of my head about from 2002 stuff. Well, I'm trying to remember some of them that I do remember that I would. Let's see here. On 2002, I probably, let's see, that Drumline, what's that Barbershop? What's that All About the Benjamin? Now,
I'll have you know that one of the franchises that I did not watch was the Barbershop franchise. Ooh. I didn't watch any of the Barbershop movies nor the Beauty Shop movies.
Even now.
I just haven't gotten to it. Now that you brought it to my attention, I think at the time, let's see, that was 2003. Mm-hmm. No, excuse me. 2002, when the first Barbershop movie came out. My dad was probably working for FedEx, so he wasn't really around me like that. He was there, but he wasn't working more. And then my mom, she was real strict when it came to movies. Dad was the kind of one that kind of let us watch stuff. Mom,
that makes sense.
By the time Beauty Shop came around, I wasn't even looking for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. It was like, I ain't missing it.
Right.
Exactly, man.
It was really good series.
I watched everything.
I did too. That's what's wrong with me now.
Freak.
But I recommend all of those movies. They really are good.
Yeah, they really are.
And they get better each time too. Like one, two get better than one, then three get better than two. Like they get better.
I didn't watch Friday until I was in like high school.
But at least you watched it, though.
Wait, Michael, what did you choose?
Next Friday.
I was choosing 2002.
Okay.
I'll probably take out probably Paid in Full.
I knew it.
Thank you, Michael.
I knew it.
He saved us.
I'll probably take that out, and I think I might replace it. I'm kind of torn between like Air Bud or
I messes with it.
Or what's that other one?
Air Bud.
Air Bud came out in 2002.
Air Bud is a good movie.
That's a relic for real.
What's that other movie I was thinking about? I'm gonna go with Air Bud for the time being, but I'm trying to think of that other one.
All right. Bow chicka la la.
Burr. Bow chicka wow.
It'll come up eventually, though.
I can't think of one movie that came out around that time.
Oh, you can probably look up. Did you look it up, Michael?
Let me look it up real fast. Give me a second. I'll look it up real quick.
Two movies and two.
Nah, he doing it twice. Nah.
Bro, I'm weak.
Right. Round two. It's crazy.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show me.
Well,
no, I'm glad you didn't say the other one. You be saying sometimes.
I know
what I'm choosing.
You just sit home and relax and chill.
8 Mile. John Q.
Good one. 8 Mile is crazy.
I like 8 Mile.
Antoine Fisher.
I know what I got.
That came out in 2002.
His real name is Clint. Yep.
28 Days Later.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Oh yeah, that did come out too.
I got my choices. Let's switch it up on them.
Panic Room.
Blade 2.
Yeah, Blade 2. Mm-hmm. The Scorpion King.
Oh shit, I forgot.
I really like Scorpion King like that.
Undercover Brother.
Sworn Identity.
Yeah, now that's the one I watch, Undercover
Brother. The Big Fat Liar.
My shit all the time.
Oh, well, that minute over. You
yeah. Mean? Yeah, but I think, yeah, I'll just go Air Bud. I'm going to go with that. That's fine.
All right. So you're taking out Pay the Fool. Okay. I'm choosing, you know, 2007. And I'm taking out, these are the ones I'm taking out. And I'm telling you what I'm replacing. Taking out Why Did I Get Married?
Of course.
Fantastic. What in the world? This guy. The Fantastic Four. And
you should calm down, Mr. Umar.
Oh, you taking out more than one movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah, take them out. And I'm probably taking out Transformers. I'm taking out Transformers too. I'm replacing them with Cat Williams' American Hustle, the movie, you know.
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. The movie Pride, that's two.
What's the other one you took out? Sorry, I didn't hear the third one.
Why Did I Get Married, Transformers, and Fantastic Four?
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. That makes sense. That
and
makes
I'm
sense.
Taking probably... What is it at? Bridge to Terabithia, even though it's sad. Like, but anyway, I'm placing with Pride, the Cat Williams, American Hustle, Harry Potter, and the Order of Phoenix, and Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Yeah, I like those two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are good.
That's some hard hitters.
That's some good movies for me. I remember I had the game, that World's End game, but yeah. So, because you know we gotta stretch the episode. We're still talking about movies.
Stretch them out.
Who would you want to play you in a biopic? But here's the thing. It's about to get funny. One of the members is going to choose for you.
Oh, that's crazy.
This is how we're going to do it. I get to choose Fuquan. Fuquan has to choose Christians. Christian has to choose Michael. And Michael has to choose Josh's. And then Josh has to choose mine. So, yeah, I mean, I already did this before. The person I would have play Fu is obvious. We talked about this. Fu, I mean, Christian knows too. Lakeith Stanfield.
Okay.
First round draft pick.
You about to get an Oscar.
First round draft pick.
And it's crazy because people always say I look like him.
First round draft pick.
It'd be so random.
First round draft pick. All right.
That was a good choice.
So.
Dang it. Christian?
You got to look at some actors if you have to. You got more than a minute.
What signs was that?
I don't know.
If I get jumped in the street, I'm gonna be mad.
I got you. Nick can.
He's gonna
have to get tall.
We're gonna do this a few times.
Denzel though. I give
Denzel.
Oh shoot!
Oh Denzel.
He going with the juggler.
Oh Denzel.
He got the gold.
It's about to be a flashback movie and stuff. Like you better
and stuff. This man said Denzel.
I'm putting cases on all you guys.
Almost 80, bro.
You got a flashback movie, brother.
You're gonna have like a younger version of him in the flashback.
Can you imagine Denzel telling me about myself?
About anybody.
All right, now, Chris.
For Michael, I was gonna say Damson Idris.
Okay.
Is that name Damson Idris? Is that am I mispronouncing it?
No, that's his name.
Okay. From
you think I'm a
Oh, is that
Snowfall?
Yeah,
Snowfall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was about to say.
Mm-hmm. Cause you don't have to hear another nigga talk. I built this shit.
Come on. Yeah. I fucks with it. I mean, I messes with it. No cussing.
Yeah, that'll be. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow she's gonna come around the corner.
Hey.
You gonna throw the diaper down.
Like you wanna Oh Lord. They done got him.
He said they got him. The SEC.
He gonna come around. He gonna be like, you want some juice? You
gotta choose Josh's.
Mike Epps.
Where you at? Where you with it?
Yeah, Mike Epps.
Snap that, sit back.
Lord,
I get it too
with them. Oh no, it matches.
Especially well. From next Friday, I can see that.
Oh yeah,
it matches pretty well.
I feel like when I get his age, I'm gonna act just like that.
Probably.
So yeah, that's a good choice. Snap that, sit back.
Snap that, pussy.
All right, so I gotta choose Prince.
Yeah.
Mel Jackson.
Hey, that's from Soul Food. That's my dad.
I mean, y'all got the exact same face.
They say that's my dad. It's I made scary. A TikTok video about that.
It's very right. believable.
So this is what we're about to do. We're about to do it again. So this time, let's see. We're gonna do like that then, because the way it's on the screen. Christian has to choose foods. I have to choose Michael's. What is it? So food has to choose Josh's. Wait, no, did I do that right?
Somebody I need some time.
Did I do that right?
If I choose Josh's, I gotta think about this.
Who ain't got chosen? Shit, I gotta choose you again, Prince.
Hold on, no, let me go back. Okay. Christian has shoes, foods. Okay. Yeah, okay, then yeah. Christian has shoes, foods. Food has to choose mine. I have to choose yours, and then Josh should choose Michael's.
Okay.
That's how it go. Okay.
Who's choosing yours, Josh?
I am.
Prince.
Who's choosing mine?
Foo or Michael.
Who's choosing mine?
Foo's choosing yours.
Okay. He chose mine last time.
Who, Foo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he chose Denzel.
Old Denzel. Lord. This time he was going to say James Earl Jones.
Okay, you choosing Fuquan's.
Okay.
I'm choosing Josh's.
Uh-huh. And I choose Michael's. And Michael chooses Christian.
Yeah, I done got myself confused.
Yeah, because Christian chose Michael, so now Michael chose Christian.
So we just doing the bike like in reverse?
Yeah, we're doing it in reverse. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that'll work then. Yes, I done got confused.
So I guess who going first?
Christian.
I can go first. And for the role of Fuquan Jones.
Oh, hey.
I choose Anthony Anderson.
That's crazy.
That is.
Y'all niggas well.
Okay.
He got a flashback movie. That's different. He got a flashback movie in here.
I hope he do a good job. I'm not sure about that. That's crazy.
Got nothing.
I looked up like actors just off the whim. It was showing older actors anyway. So my top three was probably ended up being like Will Smith, and I was like, nah, not Will.
Okay.
And then I ran across Jamie. I was like, oh, I don't know about Jamie either. Then I got to Anthony Edwards. I ain't see no let's see.
All right.
Yeah. They need to show some. Let me look up some Bianca.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's his name, right? It's, I think it's Michael Earl. How's his name?
Oh, Michael. My, you talking about Michael Ealing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They used to say that in college. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. The eyes.
Yeah, I pick him.
Want that comeback.
All right.
That man Christian told me.
Who turn is it, bro? Who turn is it?
Would you rather I said I was gonna say Tyler James Williams?
Because I'm choosing Michael, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Donald Glover.
Maybe I
Who's gonna be Donald Glover?
For Michael.
For Michael? Me.
Okay.
For me.
All right.
Let's see here. Who would I choose for you?
Tom Holland. Tom Holland.
Christian looking in like.
Tom Holland.
I'm really trying to debate on what
Tom Holland is crazy.
Tom Holland is wild. I'm just quit.
Just say Zendaya.
Now I'm getting cast for this. If I saw Tom Holland walk up on set, I'd be like, who he playing in?
And
I'd probably give a list. I'd be like, oh, y'all, you decided to go with DC. He'd be like, no, that's you. I'm going to look at him. He's going to look at me. He's probably going to shrug his shoulders.
Like, I came here to play as a Christian Grimm. Is that you? I came here to play as you.
I'd be like, nah. I'd be like, there's a lot of times I said a word that you can't say. And I just don't feel like you want that work. You're not Leonardo, so I don't think you can get away with it, Tom.
William Defoe.
Let's see. I think I would choose Martin Lawrence for you, Christian.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence.
They cooking, y'all.
Martin Lawrence. All right. Well, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm
2 for 2, hey. Everybody got jokes. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All cool to somebody feelings hurt, you know what I'm saying?
All right, listen. Cause y'all gotta think now, y'all playing around. This guy can sing too. I believe he can
do it. Want to air room out.
And he's
he's
a good actor. Get on out of here. Your time is over. He's a good actor. The person I think should play Josh is Kelvin Harrison Jr. They're probably the same height, I think. What is that on my screen? He's the same height.
Probably
he can sing too. He can sing. He can sing.
You know, here with me.
Huh?
So it's probably my dignity because it ain't over here with me.
Wait, you said who, Prince? Right. I gotta look him up. I'm not gonna lie.
Look him up.
No, say it again. Say it again.
Kelvin Harrison Jr.
He played Scar in Okay, yeah.
He got a lot of roles.
That's good. He got range.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking. So this next one. I'm choosing Christian's.
Thank you.
Christian's choosing mine.
I actually got a pop out, y'all.
Oh, well. So
thank y'all listeners for all the support making it through season 8. And I will be back for season 9.
Yes, sir.
We'll save you a chance.
Don't do no lines of coke in between.
All right, baby. That's my TED talk.
And who just said don't do drugs at all, kid?
Salute. All right, now. So I'm choosing Christian's choosing mine.
I guess I choose Michael. Michael choose mine. Since when?
Yeah. There it is. That's it.
Okay.
Y'all going first, by the way, because I just went. So
no, I can go first.
All right, there it is then.
Okay, well, let's see. I don't know. Let's see. Who could I pick, though, for you, though? Because you like joking a lot, too. I know that. Oh, though. I know that a lot. I know that a lot because you joke a lot.
I do.
Cat Williams.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Cat Williams would be perfect. I think he'll play that role. No, he likes to joke a lot. He likes to joke a lot. So, yeah, you be perfect for it. I can't get behind that. I would choose Cat Williams.
Oh god, bro.
Oh my goodness.
That's funny, bro.
You're throwing names out.
I think I got you, Michael. I got you. I see the vision. I think.
You think?
Yeah. I'm gonna have Jamie Foxx play you, bro.
I can see that.
Why Cat Williams?
That's crazy.
That's funny though. Yeah. He's gonna shave
his head.
I'm like, I gotta play him. Yes, I can make a joke.
Like, we're gonna need you to shave your head. I'm not shaving my head. It's gonna be his life if he had a perm.
You know what? You should have said just Marlon Wayans. I would take it. I'm like, okay.
That would have been, but he can low-key act though too.
But he can low-key act.
Probably,
yeah,
he probably did you justice.
I know.
Yeah, he can.
He said that's why I said it. Dang. I'd like to change my answer now.
Jamie Foxx for you.
Prince.
What's going on?
Ever since I saw Rebel Ridge.
Oh.
I was like, he got it. It's like, that's Prince. That's Prince.
I respect it. See you cracking.
That's Prince. I ain't gonna lie.
See, they did you wrong. Yeah. I'm catching.
He said, would he flip that phone?
Nah.
You flip that phone? He's like, man, fed up.
So I'm casting the young version of you and the older version.
Oh Lord.
I'm not sure about the young version. I'm not, he gonna have to hit the gym. That nigga ain't fit. Oh, he might be fit now. I don't know.
Right.
Everybody don't work out. But he'll work out for the road. That's what they do anyway. Ashton Anders. For young Christian. Ashton Sanders, my bad. For young Christian. For older Christian. You know, if you've seen the show, if you've seen Girls Trip, you know. Nobody knows his name? You don't know his name?
I ain't watching no Girls Trip.
You don't know his name?
I ain't seen Girls Trip for so long. Let me see.
Nah, I'm playing. But nah, this dude, I think he hit the gym. He hit the gym and he got range. Yaya Abdul Mateen the second. And he got the height. Pause. Good. He's tall. Y'all might try to switch my words around.
Okay. All right.
Close second, Kofi. Kofi. Cyril, close second. But, you know, that's how you cast them, man. God, they cast them. People out there. All right, this is what we're about to do.
I know I heard Donald Glover earlier, by the way, but I think Donald Glover actually could get away with Fu. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah. This is what we're going to do. Y'all already cast each other? Dang.
Yeah, I think we already cast it. Everybody cast everybody.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Did Michael cast me?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your
cast?
Mm-mm.
I don't think I did, no.
Yeah, he don't want to, I don't think, cast you, but everybody else cast everybody else.
Well, who you
Well, let's see. Let's hear it.
What's your casting for Prince, Michael?
Is it?
I'm not laughing, dog. Don't lie to me.
Leonardo.
That's crazy. Hilarious.
That is. That's crazy.
Who could I pick? Who could I choose for you?
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
That's funny. Like, this is crazy.
Let's see. What would I choose for you? Well, let's see. No, not him though, because he doesn't really act that long.
You know, if a director came up to me and be like, "We need you in this movie, bruh," I don't know if I could do it.
He'd be like, "Why?" Foucault would be like, "Why?" But why?
Like, yeah, you need, for what?
What's the part? Like, I mean, if it's something crazy, like, I don't know.
I'm kind of between like LL Cool J, probably.
They're gonna try to hold you. It's your first role. They're gonna try to hold you.
Wait, what did you say, Michael?
No, I'm trying. No, I'm kind of like torn between like you, either LL Cool J or probably Tate Diggs, but don't Tate think. Diggs.
Which one? Will Smith?
Yeah. Ludacris.
No.
I used to get LL when I was younger. I thought it was funny.
I'm about to say. I was thinking LL. Like,
okay.
I really thinking LL Cool J.
All right, man.
You're going to have to wear a wig.
Bad way. You can believe
it. All right. For, you know, Michael. Tyrell Jackson Williams. He's the younger brother. You know, Tyler James Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Okay. He got the height. Okay. You know, he already got braids anyway. But for this last one, you're going to cash yourself. Cash yourself.
Ooh. Oh man. Okay, I think I got mine.
Who's yours, Michael?
I was going to be Chris Tucker.
Okay.
All right.
I'll say John David Washington.
Respect that.
You know what? I'm just throwing this out there. I'm saying Dave Chappelle.
He could capture your essence, I think.
Yeah.
I know something they don't.
Well.
But he can be random too.
Yeah. He can get it. Pause.
Conspiracy brother. No, that's a big pause.
He said he can get it.
He can get it as well.
He can get the role. He can get the role, man. Out here.
Oh man. The Black Kitty.
Man, so the actor I'm choosing, he's a former NFL player turned actor. Ndama.
Uh-oh.
Asamu. Yeah. I don't know.
How you spell it?
I used to say his name Ndamukong Suh. Yeah. But he played in Sylvie's Love.
Okay, I'll look.
Namdi. How you say that? Namdi Asso. Yeah. I think he pulled it off.
You know what?
Why are you side-eyeing?
No, because just because I was gonna say pause, but I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do you like that. Oh, he could do that. I just seen him now. Yeah, he could. I think he got it.
Yeah, he pull out. Got a picture here.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's my pick. And him, you know, shout out to his wife. He's married to Kerry Washington.
Great.
That's a great black couple right there, man.
Mm-hmm. We gotta celebrate the black couples, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But yeah, so
other couples ain't great. Just
you know, black love. You gotta give them shots out when you can.
Right. Especially they've been together a while and they decide to stay together. You know, what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Yes, cherish it.
Cherish it.
Sign, seal, deliver. But look, you know, this was a very interesting finale. We don't want to mix it up.
Season 8.
What's wrong with the movies and stuff?
Oh no! Never mind. I thought somebody didn't go, but everybody went.
Yeah, due to you know, I like, what? We wanted to talk about the movies, you know, and you know, we threw the little last bit in there, talk about actors because I know everybody thought about what movie. Yeah. Like, if you thought about a biopic, you definitely thought about who would you want to play you. And of course, if you got friends, it's like, okay, who would play my friends in this movie as well? So of course, some people think about that, you know. I know you see the backgrounds.
Well, I'm getting the bag.
Support the gaming channel because we out there.
Yep.
Got to wait to be things.
Martin Lawrence and Denzel.
I can't wait either. I would love to see that.
Yep.
I would say they would put you in a it would be like a movie where
that joke was funny. I'm sorry. I was like, well, okay.
Mm-mm.
I had to save him. I was like, it's a flashback movie. It's a flashback movie, man. It's a flashback.
That's I ain't gonna lie, I forgot how old he was, so that's why I just threw that at it. Cause I was thinking, I was thinking of personality, if anything. I won't really think
okay,
of
okay.
Yeah, I was thinking
personality. I will say though, like I can see that because there is some points where he could get real calm and then he go all the way up to crash out. And I
said, I went personality, bro. That's what I was like, I can see that, but like I ain't know we was factoring age. I forgot.
I got you.
You
should have said a young Denzel, I would have been like, all right, bet. When you just threw out Denzel, I was like, that man about 80 years old.
You want to say right. Anthony, bro? I said, huh?
All right, now I gotta admit that was at a joke. But I will say, like, once I heard, because it was under pressure too, because I didn't know we was doing this today, and so the list of actors that I got, that was the best one. But Donald Glover would have been a good choice for you because I think you match your randomness.
That threw me off too. I said, Cat Williams.
He thinking about that Pimp Chronicles. That's what he thinking about. Right.
Y'all should get together and make something happen.
Right.
Did he? I don't know. That would look kind of weird.
But look, you know, like and subscribe. Check us out.
Check us out on all platforms.
Yeah.
Blurred and Beyond. You look us up, we'll pop up. You know what I'm saying? We got a gaming channel, Space Ranger Gaming. Be sure to check out our radio show. Check out the Black Space Rangers, our entertainment page on Facebook, where you will hear about movies before the writers even think about it. So I'm telling you, we get it early. We know before everybody else. We got a guy in Hollywood, in Atlanta. He hook us up with the deep. So y'all check us out.
That's hilarious.
You ain't hear from us.
Yep.
Hmm.
Hey, we love our supporters, man. Like, thanks for sticking with us. And appreciate you subscribing to the channel. Like, our channel is growing. Like, for real. Like,
hopefully get some comments going.
Right,
man. Y'all quiet, man. Y'all been subscribing, which we appreciate, but we want to talk to you too. Cause if you come in the room and you just quiet, you don't talk, like it's the party dead.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't leave the party, y'all.
We on stage
before. Maybe I
see the audience sitting just like
Just they said, "Oh, you want us to talk?"
Right.
I'm out of here. My fault. Come back.
But yeah. You know, it's morphin' time. No, I'm playing. But
I'm ready.
Right there. You see, we got the symbol. Fuck with me now. But nah, yeah. Always remember,
go beyond.